The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we're getting some good news on the Ebola front. The nurse's dog, Nina Pham, she was the first nurse diagnosed with Ebola who had taken care of Thomas Duncan in Dallas. Her dog has tested negative for Ebola. So hopefully they do not have to kill the dog. I think the dog's name is Bentley. They do not have to kill the dog. We're really, really happy about that. Also, the TV cameraman, Ashoka Mukpo, who was evacuated from Liberia after being infected with Ebola last month, has been declared free of the virus. Yeehaw! Apparently, he said, the knowledge that there's no more virus in my body is a profound relief. I'm so lucky. Wish everyone who got sick could feel this. He was able to leave the biocontainment unit at Nebraska Medical Center, which is a special infectious disease center where he has been undergoing treatment. 33 years old, has been working as a freelance cameraman for NBC News crew in the West African nation. So, good for him. Blood tests confirmed by CDC showed that he no longer has the virus in his bloodstream. So that's awesome. Some of you ask, well, how does that work? If you have antibodies, they don't look for antibodies. They would look for antigen. You know, they would look for things that trigger the antigen is like a protein on the virus that will trigger the test. Antibodies is what you make. So he'll still have antibodies against, then hopefully will be immune, you know, to Ebola, but they're looking for antigen. See what I mean? Okay. So, and there are early antibodies, too, that they could look for, like the IgM. But they haven't really talked to us about how this testing is, what kind of a test it is, and how they're looking. So that's my assumption of what's going on. So that's good news. It also sounds like I think both nurses are doing well, doing better. So we'll keep you posted on that. And at this point right now, we have 9,200 people infected and more than 4,500 who have died. There's been some question on why some people die, some people don't, why some people are getting Ebola and some people aren't. That's just something for us to figure out. We have to look at who has immunity, why they have immunity, why Thomas Duncan's family luckily were not exposed, or they were exposed, but why they didn't come down with it, while the two nurses in Dallas that did become infected with Ebola ended up contracting the disease. So it'll be interesting to see what studies come from this, and hopefully any good to this horrible tragedy of Ebola killing the thousands of people that it has will be, the good will be, we'll have more research and be able to prevent outbreaks in the future. Now, of course, I think President Obama is going to want to take credit because he has appointed an Ebola czar. We've talked about the Ebola czar. He is getting right to work. I apologize. Ron Klain, who I believe is a finance attorney. We've already talked about that. He is already rolling up his sleeves and getting to work. He starts work today, meeting with the Obama administration to ramp up the response to the potential spread of the virus, and drug makers starting a project to accelerate development of a vaccine and produce millions of doses. Of course, you know, some companies are concerned that by the time the vaccine is made and all this money has been spent to make the vaccine, Ebola will be contained and it won't be needed, and then the vaccines will expire. You know, don't think it's going to be a waste of money. Trust me. The one thing we know is things come back. Plague comes back. Tuberculosis is out there killing a lot more than Ebola is. All right. And these are things that tuberculosis consumption that had killed you know, millions over the past multiple centuries. So these diseases come back. We see polio resurface in other countries. So it's not going to be a waste. Get it done. You know, use the resources now. We got caught with our pants down. Get it done. So, you know, we have a czar. I'm not sure what he could do, but if he could be the one to stop Ebola from coming to the United States, I will give him credit. I will give him a lot of credit. Let me see here. They say leading drug makers said today that they plan to develop an Ebola vaccine and produce millions of doses of the most effective experimental product for use next year. So it's obviously going to be experimental, but the most effective of this they would use. They hope it would help tens of thousands of people in Africa that need it like right now, including frontline healthcare workers, and start giving the vaccines out by January. Johnson & Johnson has announced today that it aims to produce 1 million doses of a two-step vaccine, and it has discussed collaboration with Britain's GlaxoSmithKline, who is also working on a rival vaccine. Everybody's going to want to be the first one to get theirs out, because then they get the contract. You better hurry, people. All right. Human testing of a second investigational Ebola vaccine is underway at the U.S. National Institutes of Health Clinical Center in Maryland, NIH. And the testing for the first possible vaccine actually began a month ago. And initial data is expected in the next couple months. So they're moving on it. All right. Now, what about travel? What about the travel ban? Okay. Why aren't we stopping travel? Well, we decided that we were going to. I mean, I didn't decide. But right now, travelers entering the U.S. from Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone will be actively monitored for Ebola-like symptoms by state and local health officials for 21 days upon landing in the U.S., according to the CDC. They say those three West African countries obviously are the hardest hit. So CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden announced this new program as the U.S. began requiring travelers from those countries to arrive in the country through only one of five airports. It's going to be in New York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, and Georgia, but that's six. Six states for the travelers from the three countries and their trips. When travelers from the three West African countries arrive in the U.S., they're going to be given an explanatory kit that includes a thermometer and will be asked to provide two email addresses, two telephone numbers, a home address, and an address for the next 21 days. They will also need to provide the same information for a family member or friend. Travelers will be asked to report to a public health worker daily, providing a temperature as well as reporting any symptoms. So still, we're not testing people. We're not doing blood tests or samples. So we are hoping that they follow through. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This was very, very interesting and very, very frustrating, okay? You know, as we're talking about the economy in the first hour and Social Security benefits going up, but only by 1.7% for next year. An Oklahoma senator has outlined 100 government waste products. And this is stuff that the government has been wasting millions of tax dollars on. Massaging rabbits, teaching sea monkeys synchronized swimming. Are you kidding me? Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn has just released his annual waste book, where he outlines, in his opinion, $25 billion of the U.S. government's worst spending of the year. The list, that would be a fun project to do, where you just kind of glean through everything and go, what they spent on. I'm glad someone's doing it. According to Daily Mail, the list of government projects includes a $500,000 project to encourage butterfly farming and $856,000 to study the movement of mountain lions. And I guess 8 months of which watched them on a treadmill. Remember we talked about that where there was an animal on a treadmill? It's called Wastebook 2014, What Washington Doesn't Want You to Read. Coburn is a Republican senator. I guess since his election, he has relentlessly tried to chase after government waste. He says only someone with too much of someone else's money and not enough accountability for how it was being spent could come up with some of these projects. Now, this Swedish Massages for Bunnies grant was, I guess, a $387,000 grant. But it's, I don't understand that. That makes no sense. There's a two-year project at Ohio State University Sports Medicine Center that saw the rabbits given massages after being subjected to exercise to see the impact of massages on muscle recovery. Okay, now, I understand physiotherapy and physical therapy and massage and how important that could be. All right, I just don't understand why almost $1 million has to be spent on that. That makes no sense. There was a $10,000 agricultural project that where you watch grass grow. He claims you're watching grass grow. They say the Department of Interior's U.S. Fish and Wildlife is paying for, quote-unquote, the cost to monitor grasses in the Guana Tolomato Matanzas National Estuarine Research Reserve in Florida. $10,000 to watch grass grow. The particular species of cordgrass, known as Spartina altamiflora, is vital for the survival of swamps, and swamps. And the project will end in a guide on the best practices for cultivating the cordgrass. I guess it was a study at the University of California, Santa Cruz, that awarded $856,000 to study the movements of mountain lions, 8 months of which where they were on an exercise machine like a treadmill. Then sea monkeys. There was another study where they were effects of sea monkeys swimming patterns on water movements. They were given a $50,000 grant. Another $500,000 grant to a Native American reservation to raise and sell butterflies. Small Business Administration, let's see, I'm trying to see. All right, what else do we have here? He also lists Coast Guard party patrols. I don't know what that means, because we want our Coast Guard to patrol, but I'm not sure about the party. Paid vacations for bureaucrats, gone wild, $20 million. Monkey gambling. A monkey gambling study, $171,000. Voodoo dolls. There's a study looking at spouses stabbing voodoo dolls. And then a $90 million grant promoting U.S. culture around the globe with nose flautists. $90 million. I don't know what this is. But what I'm kind of frustrated about is we're talking about how the cost of living increase is not really, I think, reflecting on the Social Security increase this year of 1.7%, and how the average Social Security benefit is coming to about $1,100 a month, which is not covering it if your rent is $600-$700 a month, and you got a car payment, and you got gas and bill, etc. If you could get an apartment for under $400, God, I remember when I went to school, there were apartments for $400, and I would get three roommates, or two or three roommates, so we could really cut it down to as much as we could. And the apartments were not in a good area. I have no idea what apartments cost now, but 20 years ago, a $400 a month apartment was not in the best area. I remember there was blood on my roommate's car, and you heard screaming, and there was public urination in the apartment complex. All right, I don't think that's an average place that an older couple wants to live. So my guess is apartments are now closer to the $1,000 a month. All right, for a place that's, you know, decent area, depending on where you live in whatever part of the country. And $1,100 a month, not going to cut it. And I don't think Social Security looks at where you live. If you live in New York versus if you live in, Topeka, Kansas, all right, you know, Midwest may have some cheaper prices of homes and apartments, etc. Obviously, you know, as opposed to L.A. and San Francisco and New York. But I don't think Social Security matters. I think it's just, you know, blatantly whatever it is. You can't say, oh, I'm living in New York, so pay me more. Ma'am, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of media hype on what happened with Renee Zellweger and her face. There was a picture. Apparently, she had been at an event. I can't think of the event and what it was. And she's 45 years old right now. And she didn't look, she looked like somebody completely different. You know, she didn't look like her. So people thought it was fake, etc. But she actually had, well, she hasn't claimed this, but we're assuming she had some sort of plastic surgery. Maybe a blepharoplasty where the lids were raised, maybe some fillers, etc. But the face looks completely different. And it's kind of freaking a lot of us out. Now, she has responded to, I'm glad folks think I look different. I'm living a different, happy, more fulfilling life, and I'm thrilled that perhaps it shows. She was in Chicago, and Me, Myself, Irene, and Jerry Maguire, etc. And she says, my friends say I look peaceful. I am healthy. For a long time, I wasn't doing such a good job with that. I took on a schedule that was not realistically sustainable and didn't allow for taking care of myself. Rather than stop it to recalibrate, I kept running until I was depleted, made bad choices about how to conceal the exhaustion. Uh-oh. I know what that means. I was aware of the chaos and finally chose different things. Now, do we know what was done? I don't even think I want to know. I'm a little nervous because I'm going to be getting to the age where I need to do plastic surgery, and I don't know if I want my face to change completely different. I mean, if you know, it's one thing to change to look beautiful, okay? But I don't want to look like my typical non-beautiful self, but a non-beautiful other woman. Okay, let me at least still look like me. Please. So it's very interesting. You got to look at the picture. It kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies. All right. Dr. Oz has been in the news. The magic weight loss cure that I haven't had a chance to watch Dr. Oz because I work during the day. And I know his show, it has huge appeal. You know, and I've been asked to be a female Dr. Oz, and I don't think there could be another Dr. Oz. You have Dr. Oz. He does what he does. I think it's great. There's other things I may be able to do in TV that we're exploring. So good for him. But one thing that did kind of concern me about TV is the sponsors and the push by networks to sponsor something that you may not really believe in the science. And I'm not saying that's what happened with him, but that was a scare of mine. I'm very, very fortunate to work for a radio network that allows me to be very, very autonomous with who I endorse. And they're great with that, you know, because I do mainstream medicine. Yes, I think a lot of supplements are cool, but I don't want to tout something that's not true about a project, about a product that I really don't know, because people take this seriously. So apparently, there's this green coffee bean extract that Dr. Oz has promoted on a show as a quote-unquote magic weight loss cure. There was one scientific study backing up the extract's effects, but now that research has been retracted. So apparently he was on Capitol Hill. Senator asked him why, as a surgeon and a doctor, he would promote this. You know, don't go away. We're coming up on break. We'll talk more about this when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A while back when this was being discussed with Dr. Oz testifying about the quote-unquote diet scam supplements that were being promoted on his show, one of you had asked, you know, could Dr. Oz be sued? Is he liable? I said, I don't think so, okay? Remember, Dr. Oz is, he's a doctor, etc., but he's also a performer. And I'm not sure how they do the show, how they syndicate it or whatever, but I am assuming how it's done is he is hired to be Dr. Oz. And he is hired to give the advice and to do this, as opposed to my show that I do on radio is me. I'm hired to do a show, and I just figure out all the content. Okay, yeah, I know. I need help, don't you? Yeah, you would think it would be better if GCN did the contact, and I would just puppetly say it. I'm not saying that's what Dr. Oz does, but I'm assuming that there are other people producing his material, giving him what he needs to say. He is, of course, double-checking and making sure the science and the medicine is right, but I would guess that's probably more how it's done, okay? And so he's doing a job. He is supposed to be conveying information. He is supposed to be conveying it in a way like I do where, you know, it's easy to understand, not a lot of this medical mumble-jumble. Teach you things, get you on the right track, and he has done wonderful things for his audience, okay? But as expected, once you start to get into bed with the advertisers, okay? And it's this industry is run by advertisers, and we need them. These advertisers have products, and some of these products are very, very good. And some of these products, may not have a lot of science to them. But they are paying for these shows to be out there. And they want their product mentioned. And for years, I've had to turn down certain things that I just couldn't really get behind. I'm like, I just don't know if I would put my license or my career or my brand on the line with this. And unfortunately, Dr. Oz has his brand on the line because of this one quote-unquote diet pill scam. Now, why is it being called a scam? Well, from what we're being told, this green coffee bean extract, I guess the study, the researchers have claimed that you could lose weight without diet or exercise, but federal regulators looked at the key data of the study, including the participants' weight measurements, and they say it appeared to have been altered. So if data is altered, it's one thing for a study to not prove something, and then somebody lie and say, oh, it is. Okay, that's a whole different case, and that didn't happen here. This was, they falsified the data, according to this report, and they said, you see, it works. They tell Dr. Oz, hey, this works. All right, guys, look, this works. Look at the study. So like I said, I think he's innocent in that, although I would expect any person in the medical community to, I mean, what I do doesn't sell, unfortunately, where I'm like, okay, look, guys, you may want to try this. All right, you know, I can't say it's going to work 100%. Try it. Let me know. Let's look at this thing together. You know, but that doesn't sell. He has to say, guys, get this. Get this. It works. So that's what sells. That's what's on TV. That's why he's Dr. Ross and I'm Dr. Dahlia, right? He's making millions and all over TV and getting all these endorsement deals, you know, and I'm here talking about my hemorrhoids. All right, but I'm happy. I'm happy with what I'm doing. I really, really am. Very, very happy. Okay, so when the researchers now retracted the study, that looks bad, obviously. Okay? And they say the sponsors of the study cannot assure the validity of the data, so we, Joe Vincent and Brian Burnham, are retracting the paper. So now they're, you know, yeah. Now, Dr. Oz decided to revisit the topic by conducting his own trial on the supplement, which is a smart move. Okay? You know, if there isn't going to be data, make data of your own and let's see. So there was 100 women in the studio audience that participated. Half the women received the green coffee bean extract. The other half received placebo. Oz and his fellow researchers reported that after 2 weeks, the women who took the supplement lost an average of 2 pounds, while women taking the placebo lost an average of 1 pound. So that's not a lot. That may not be enough. Okay, you know, especially since it was only a two-week trial, only 100 people. Dr. Oz had to defend his role at a Senate hearing last June after being confronted about quote-unquote deceptive advertising for over-the-counter diet products, including the green coffee bean extract. Now, he said, my show is about hope. We've engaged millions in programs, including programs we did with the CDC to get folks to realize there are different ways they could rethink their future. I've got no problem with celebrity endorsements of any product, but I do have a problem when the senator says when a science-based doctor says something is a miracle when there's no science to back it up. This was Senator Claire McCaskill. And this is one point I would just have to say. Doctors need to be extremely careful by saying something is a miracle cure. Because he is a mainstream doctor in mainstream medicine. And people look to mainstream medicine, all right, as kind of us being the ones that aren't really looking at a lot of the esoteric type treatments. But when we come out and say, look, guys, this is good. Listen, you know, that's why I'm such a fan of chiropractic. I see some chiropractors do amazing work. Check them out. All right. You know, I've seen bad work by some chiropractors. I've seen bad work by some surgeons, though. All right. But I've seen some amazing things with chiropractic. I've seen some amazing things with acupuncture. All right. It doesn't help all, but it helps many. And that's what I say. But when it comes to an advertiser and it comes to somebody who wants to sell something on your show, they're going to want something more meaty. And it could put you in a very precarious position. Now, what about you as listeners and patients? Many of you don't care really what happens to Dr. Oz or his show, which is going to be fine. Okay. Apparently, the company paid for a $3.5 million settlement. Applied Food Sciences, they say, knew or should have known that this botched study didn't prove anything and publicized the results. It helped fuel the green coffee phenomenon. Okay, fine. All right, so the show's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Good. But what about you guys? All right, here you guys are trying to find miracle cures. You want miracle weight loss products. You want, I would just say, anything that says miracle, all right, probably isn't one. Okay, does that make sense? Let's just start with that. Number two, when there is a study, was the study conducted by an outside source? Or was it conducted by the company themselves? All right. There's so many studies out there, and we were taught in medical school, okay, number one, first, look at who the authors are and what company they work for. Because if there is going to be a study that Lipitor is the best cholesterol medicine out there, but it's done by Pfizer, who makes Lipitor, all right, that's not going to bear as much weight as an NIH study or a study out of, John Hopkins or Mayo that is not being funded by a Pfizer grant. Somebody completely separate, not connected at all, saying, guys, we looked at Lipitor and it works the best. See what I mean? Now, a lot of us doctors, we don't really go by just the studies. We go by what our patients tell us. You know, like, for example, Vioxx. Vioxx, the medication that had to be taken off the market that, helped with pain, the COX-2 inhibitor. All right, I didn't care that I was being told the studies that Vioxx is safe, Vioxx is fine. My patient's blood pressure was rising, and I didn't like that. And I'm like, I can't give you a medicine that makes your blood pressure rise. I got to take you off of it. And then later we came to find out that there could be cardiac complications and the medicine was pulled. But usually we doctors will notice things before things get told mainstream and widespread. So we should be on top of it. If we're a good doctor, we should be on top of it. All right. So we'll go from there. And now the other thing is. When you see the advertising, you know, it's kind of frustrating because I don't want cheesy advertising to dissuade you. There's a lot of cheesy advertising, like the two bathtub in the forest thing for Cialis. That's weird. Okay, I get that. Very, very weird. But something with a lot of fonts and exclamation points. If there's exclamation points, I don't know. I think I may pass on that one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are back on on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are on GCN Live. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. You can download those for free. Listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. You can also connect with me on ConnectPal. Small subscription gets you one-on-one medical advice. Pretty cool stuff. So go ahead and check that out at ConnectPal.com. Well, where there's a crisis, there are idiots. And we are now hearing reports of faux-bola, where four cases of people have already faked Ebola. Are you kidding me? This is being reported by Eagle Tribune. All right. So there's fake Ebola cures now being peddled online. There are fake charities to be claiming to help Ebola victims. There are certain fake stories, but then there are people claiming they have Ebola. All right. According to this report, one Ohio woman apparently thought that lying and saying her sister had recently traveled to Africa and that she thought she could have Ebola would get the ambulance to come there faster. So according to Columbus Dispatch, the emergency services responded as if the woman really did have Ebola. They had hazmat suits, roped off the house, crime scene tape, etc. Now, I don't know what she actually had or if she is now facing criminal charges, but that was so she could get the ambulance there faster. Then there was a man in Horn Lake, Mississippi, who called a fire station saying a friend showing Ebola symptoms was headed in their direction and that the friend had recently traveled from West Africa. So WREG reported that firefighters called health department officials and had contained the man in his vehicle before he admitted the whole thing had been a prank. This is ridiculous, guys. You're using our resources up. Okay, they could be saving lives, not dealing with your fake Ebola butt. Anyway, a newly booked Nevada inmate took a trip to the hospital after claiming to have Ebola symptoms, saying they had recently visited West Africa. According to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the inmate was segregated and areas where they had been was decontaminated. Testing at the hospital proved that the Ebola claim to be untrue, and further investigation revealed the inmate never even traveled outside the United States. They just wanted to get out of jail and get, I don't know, what. Next, an Oklahoma woman visited a hospital complaining of fever and, I guess, claimed to have contracted the disease from an African exchange student. While examining her, nurses realized the woman was completely intoxicated, and according to KBWO, she began faking seizures and headbutting the nurses. All right, Ebola patients are not headbutting people. The woman was cleared at the hospital and arrested. She has been charged with assault and disturbing the peace. Good. What is going on with you people? Really? Okay, you know, why whenever there's a crisis, there are absolute imbeciles out there. This makes no sense. Okay, don't be faking that you have Ebola. Don't try to get your mother-in-law quarantined so she doesn't come out to visit by calling authorities saying she went to Africa. You know, there's going to be some sort of ramifications for that, and it's not funny. And there should be. I think you should be jailed if you're pretending to have Ebola when you don't. Now, I got to say you're having a fever and being worried and freaking out. Okay? I understand that. But you're not even having a fever, really? You know, Ebola's headed your way. Here he comes. Ridiculous people. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we all want to live long. Apparently, a researcher says we are looking at the 120-day mark. Apparently, scientists think that they have the potential right now for us to live till 120. You know, in my religion, we do that. We always, we always kind of wish each other, till 120. till 120. And it's just something we do, even though many of us afterward wish that go hiring under there and Social Security doesn't exist and my arthritis is acting up. But Professor Sir Colin Blakemore says there is a limit on how long we could live, and 120 years may be the real absolute to a human lifespan. He says living for longer is so rarely exceeded that even with medical advances, he thinks this threshold will be very, very unlikely. All right. He spoke at a gerontology conference, and he said there is going to be a ceiling. Now, what helps you live that long? Well, genes. All right. We talked about the centenarians and how many of them have just daily routines, and they stick to those daily routines. Nothing too new, nothing exciting, nothing shocking the system. Same breakfast, same lunch, same dinner, same poop time, same sleep time, etc. But it's when things are in a lot of disarray. I'm not saying don't travel when you're 100, but still, in a 2014 Global Age Watch Index, which ranks 96 nations on the quality of life for the elderly, recently stated that by 2050, the number of over 60s will be 21% of the global population. That's a lot. Double the current figure of 12% now. And we're seeing more and more people over 80s. They say the fastest demographic that's growing is the over 80s, projected to rise from 2% now to 4% of the global population by 2050. So will it stop? He says it will. All right. You know, it's right now. Let me see how many we right now have. 500,000 people age 90 and above. Let me see here. There are 710 people who have lived beyond their 105th birthday. Up from 340 10 years ago. That's interesting. I think there would be more. Okay, so what would shorten your life? What would prevent you from living longer? Well, they say if you're single, that shortens your life. It could shave at least a decade off your lifespan. If you sit for long periods of time, over 3 hours a day. Okay, luckily with my radio show, I have to get off my butt. However, I do have to prep, and I sit when I do that. But if you sit for long periods of time at work, could cut years off your lifespan. If you don't have a lot of friends, if you don't have a lot of social networking, these people that are lonely die at higher rates. They say being lonely can be as bad for your health as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. They say if you watch a lot of TV, all right, see, it's funny, not a lot of us are now as much into the TV as we are with the computer. So you have to kind of look at that as that. They say every hour of TV you watch reduces your lifespan by 21 minutes. If you eat unhealthy, this is obvious, right? Red meat can shorten your life by about 20%. If you're unemployed, they say not having a job can increase your risk of premature death by 63%. If you are not getting sex, and getting the big O, they say 50% more likely to die than people who are actually getting lucky. If you have annoying coworkers, this is being reported by KTRH.com. If you have annoying coworkers, that could be a problem. Okay. A boss that doesn't support you. If your sleep is messed up and you get less than 5 hours of sleep, or if you sleep more than 9 hours a day, your life expectancy decreases. And very interesting, if you fear death, they say the fear of a shortened lifespan is called thanatophobia, and it can actually cause you to have a shortened lifespan, probably because you're so worried about dying and you're so freaking out that maybe it's the stress or maybe you're not watching what you're doing. So that's interesting. You need to have sex, but culmination, climaxing sex. You need to be employed. You need to be married. You need to be sleeping well. You need to like your coworkers. You need to stop watching TV. You got to eat well. You got to have lots of friends. You can't be doing a sit-down job. So even if you get a job, you can't be sitting down. And you have to not give a damn if you're going to die. And I guess that's how you live. Till 120. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.